And now Debbie Workman will remind us that we have companions in our spiritual combat, namely the saints and the souls in purgatory.
Do not be afraid, I will not harm you. I come from heaven, Our Lady spoke at Fatima. Lucia Santos, one of the visionaries of Fatima, asked if they would go to heaven, and she was told yes. She and Jacinta would go to heaven, but Francisco would need to stay a little while and would say many rosaries first. Lucia asked about two young women who had died recently, and one was told that she was in heaven, and the other, her friend Amelia, would be in purgatory until the end of the world. Lucia thought her friend was around 18 years of age. She asked Lucia, "Are you willing to offer yourselves to God and bear the sufferings He wills to send you as an act of reparation for the conversion of sinners?" Our Lady gives us clear instructions. We are a division of the communion of saints. We are the church militant and those who are still fighting the good fight of faith on earth. We Catholics must pray for the holy souls in purgatory, for families, friends, and neighbors. It is our duty and command. We need to have a great devotion to our guardian angel. Call upon them daily, hour by hour, minute by minute. Ask their help to purify your soul here on earth. Their charge is to get you home to heaven. The guardian angels are intent on obtaining all the graces and favors from God for your eternal welfare. We can also console the church penitent, otherwise called the suffering souls in purgatory, by our prayers. Saint Faustina visited purgatory with her guardian angel and asked these souls what their greatest suffering was. They answered her in one voice that was the greatest torment was longing for God. She then saw Our Lady visiting the souls in purgatory. The souls called her the Star of the Sea, and she brings them refreshment. We need to inspire friends and relatives to offer masses and practice good deeds for a speedy delivery from purgatory. Keep in mind that they can pray for us and our intentions, but they cannot pray for themselves. The angels then escort the soul to heaven with the speed of lightning. The holy souls are part of the mystical body of Christ. Once a soul is released from purgatory by our prayers, sacrifices, and masses, we gain fresh intercessors, building up the church triumphant, the perfected saints in heaven. The saints are friends who are just waiting to help us along the way. They contemplate God, praise Him, and constantly care for those whom they have left on earth. When they entered into the joy of their Master, they were put in charge of many things. Their intercession is their most exalted service to God's plan. We can and should ask them to intercede for us and for the whole world. As Christians, we are all trying to do our best to love God and neighbor. But let's not kid ourselves. It's getting more and more difficult to hold on to our faith. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Everything is turning into a free-for-all. Nowadays, Catholics and other Christians who are trying to be faithful end up being the ones that nobody wants to invite to the block party or backyard barbecue. We can sometimes, and with good reason, feel like the most unpopular girl at the school dance, or the one that nobody wants to friend on Facebook. We may feel like foreigners in a very strange land, even among those to whom we thought we could relate. But what if we weren't alone? What if we actually had thousands, yes, thousands upon thousands of spiritual supporters who are waiting in the wings, standing by, ready to help us at a moment's notice, or more specifically, a prayer's notice? What would it be like to have on our side a spiritual giant who had experienced similar trials and tribulations? What if we could call that saint a friend? Wouldn't that make us feel much more confident when our feet hit the ground each morning? Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Sounds like something that only happens once in a lifetime to people who are way more holy than we are. You might be thinking, oh sure, like some holier-than-thou person whose painting is hanging in the Vatican or some other basilica or cathedral somewhere is actually someone I can relate to and who actually cares about me. Well, getting to know the saints and learning to reach out to them is part of the truly belonging to a loving family. That's what the communion of saints is all about. It means getting the support we need whenever we need it. And if we profess to believe what the church teaches regarding the saints, then we truly are, as it says in Hebrews, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we are told that we have one heck of a cheering section in heaven. If we would take even just a little bit of time to look at the lives of the saints, we would definitely find a kindred spirit or a soulmate, and in no doubt, as in my case, several friends. The saints were real people who often lived very ordinary lives. The difference was that they loved God and their fellow man in extraordinary ways. They were doctors, lawyers, nurses, slaves, rich men, poor men, teachers, fishermen, reformed murderers, former adulterers, soldiers, and confessed persecutors of Christians. The list goes on and on. Certainly, the communion of saints includes some incredibly holy men and women who lived extremely virtuous lives during their time on planet Earth. But there were just as many whose lives were not so saintly until they discovered Jesus or rediscovered him later in life. Surely, among the variety of personalities and professions, there are a special few friends with whom you can identify, friends who are just waiting to help you along the way. As we praise and thank God at Mass, all of the angels and saints are with us. This includes all of our loved ones who have entered paradise and are now with God. They are all present, but in another dimension, worshiping God right along with us. Ask the angels and saints to accompany you to the altar of the Lord at every Mass you attend. Recite the guardian angel and Saint Michael prayer daily for protection, and they will come to your defense in these upcoming trials. Let us send a chorus of prayers and praise to the Almighty God, the whole Church, Church Militant, the Church Suffering, and the Church Triumphant. Let heaven and earth rejoice. And finally, as we promised for 2 weeks, Cindy Pinkerton will give us some tips for navigating the liturgy of the hours. Thank you.